Church, begin. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that everyone who believes into him would not perish, but would have eternal life. Amen.
Amen.
Everybody say eternal life.
Eternal life.
Eternal life.
Eternal life.
Okay, let's do the popcorn shouting. Eternal life. Eternal life. Alright? No. Eternal life, Jesus Christ. Eternal life, Jesus Christ. Ready? Mm-hmm. Let's do that.
Eternal life, Jesus Christ.
I think it's between Jesus and Joseph. I'm talking about the body of Christ here. What happened there?
Oh, we jumped all together.
Yeah, all together, okay?
What?
Yeah. And when you shout from your spirit, not from your anger. Alright, here. Eternal life. Ready? Begin.
Eternal life!
Amen, amen. So, today I'm going to talk about eternal life. What is eternal life, perhaps? If someone asks you, can you be able to answer that question? Eternal life. Okay. That's what we're going to talk about, okay? Today's message is very deep. It's very deep, so I need your attention. I need your focus, okay? I need your concentration. Because we talk about eternal life so many times, and yet we may not know the meaning of, the deep meaning of eternal life, scripturally. So we need to clearly know the meaning of eternal life.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So are you ready to know the meaning of eternal life?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to eternal life. Number one, eternal life cannot be destroyed.
Amen.
The definition of eternal life is, it cannot be destroyed. Let's read that headline. Rule number one. Ready? Eternal life. One more time.
Eternal life cannot be destroyed.
Amen. Hebrews 7:16. Let's read together. Begin. One who has become a priest not on the basis of the regulation as to his ancestry, but on the basis of the power of what?
Indestructible
life. Hallelujah!
Amen.
Eternal life is an indestructible life. Everybody say, indestructible life.
Indestructible life.
That's right. That's what eternal life is all about. Eternal life is indestructible. Cannot be destroyed. Now, there are many things in life will be destroyed. Right? There are many things in life will be destroyed. But only the eternal life cannot and will not be destroyed. Bible says, fix your eyes on things above, not on things on earth. Why? Because on this earth, what we see on this earth will be destroyed. Will be fed away. But the things in heaven, things what's above, is indestructible. It's eternal.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now we're talking about life today, right? Remember, we're talking about life. Now on earth, out of God's creation, there are many different kinds of life. The lowest life we can talk about is plant life, isn't it? Plants. When we walk in a park, there are plants, right?
Yes.
That plant has a life too, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's why a plant is growing, right?
Yeah.
But it grows and then it fades away quickly. How about the life of an ant? A small ant. How tiny, huh? When you walk on the street, you probably killed an ant by, you know, stepping with your foot, right? Without even notice. I think all of us, we are guilty of killing an ant. We should repent. So plant life, ant life, maybe we can go up to the next level, and the crawling life, animals, like cat or dog. Cat or dog, dog's life. How many of you like puppy? You like puppy? I like puppy too, but I don't like big dog. I'm afraid of big dog. When I was young, I would try to crawl because I was playing ball, and my ball went to the dog fan, the house, the right house, and then I tried to crawl very slowly to get my ball, and what happened? I got bit. The dog, what? He just came and bit my butt, and I was so hurt. So after that, I got trauma. So when I see big dog, I'm afraid. But small puppy, I can play with. But anyway, dog's life. They have their own life, isn't it? Right? Because dog has a dog's life, they live and they behave like a dog. They bark and they walk like a dog, right? They run like a dog, right, Sudhi? Okay, what's the highest life on this earth? We have plant life, we have life of fish, or life of bird, or life of animals. But above all those life, human life is the highest.
Amen.
Isn't that true? Human life is highest, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, brothers and sisters, your life is the highest life on this earth.
Yeah.
And we can prove it, right? Because we reign over this earth, don't we?
Yes.
Human beings, we reign. Men and women, we reign over all the creations, right? Because we have the highest life. Why? We were created in the image of God. But guess what? Even the human life is destructible. Even the human life, the highest life of God's creation, is temporal life. After committing sin. Only God's life is indestructible. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We call that life eternal life.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So if you have eternal life, then you are eternally happy. Oh Lord Jesus, I pray that your eyes, spiritual eyes will be opened today.
Amen.
That you will see the value of the eternal life.
Amen.
That you will see the power of eternal life.
Amen.
And your perspective will be changed, because everything going on in your life will be centered around that eternal life.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay. I pray that as we go along this eternal life conversation, I pray that, you see, this eternal life is not just a gift God has given to you. It's not something that God has given to you, a gift. Okay, thank you, God, you can give gift of eternal life. I'm going to put this right over here, and then you live as if you have nothing to do with eternal life. It's not like that. It's not like that, brothers. Okay? This gift that God has given to you, the eternal life, is actually everything. And it needs to be the center of your life. It needs to be core of your being. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we're going to find that out. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. So, the eternal life first is indestructible. Okay? Acts chapter 2, verse 24. Let's read that. Okay. Begin. But God raised him from the dead, freeing him from the agony of death, because it was impossible for death to keep its hold
on him.
Amen. It is impossible for death to keep on Jesus, hold on Jesus in the cave. Right? Death cannot overcome Jesus, because he is eternal life. He is our life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Revelation 1:18. 1:18, okay? Begin. I am the living one. I was dead.
Can we get this scripture? This is very, very powerful, right? And charming, isn't it? It's wonderful.
I am the living one, right? Yeah. No one is there to say words like this besides Jesus Christ our Lord, right? He says, I am the living one. I was dead. And behold, I am alive forever and ever. And I hold the keys of death and hate. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, this is wonderful, powerful scripture, isn't it?
Yes.
Can we eat this scripture now?
Yeah.
Can we do that?
Yes.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Okay, look at this now. You know how to eat, right? Do you know how to eat?
Yeah.
Okay, we eat together. whenever a brother or sister say it, then you respond by saying amen. You know, amen is the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Was an amen group today? What happened? Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Okay. Lord Jesus, I am. Amen.
Amen.
I am the living one.
Amen.
I am the living one.
Amen.
I was dead.
Amen.
And behold, I am alive.
Amen.
I'm alive.
Amen.
Want somebody else?
I am alive.
Amen.
I was dead.
Amen.
I am not, but now I'm alive.
Amen. Amen.
I'm alive forever and ever.
Amen.
Because it was impossible for death to keep his hold on him.
Amen.
Amen.
He holds the keys.
Amen. Amen.
Jesus Christ holds the key.
Amen.
What key is that?
Amen.
Death. Keys of death and hate.
Amen.
Oh, Lord.
Jesus Christ is the living one.
Amen.
He is the living one.
Amen.
He was dead.
Amen.
Behold, he is alive.
Amen.
Forever and ever.
Amen.
My church, you can speak.
Amen.
God is speaking God.
Lord
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
You are the living God.
Amen.
You were dead.
Amen.
Now you are alive forever and ever.
Amen.
You conquered death.
Amen.
You have all the keys of death and hate.
Amen.
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 Oh, Lord Jesus. Okay. So the first point is eternal life cannot be destroyed. Okay. The second is the eternal life is the life of God. Actually, is the life of God. Ephesians 4:18. Let's read it together. Begin. They are darkened in their understanding and separated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to the hardening of their hearts. You see, Bible says, right, according to Ephesians 4:18, the enemy, the Satan, is darkening people's mind and hardening of the heart, so that they are separated from the life of God. You see, why people are separated from the life of God? Because by the enemy, their heart has been hardened, right? And their mind has been darkened. The moment your mind is brightened and your heart is open, then you can receive the eternal life. That means you have the life of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Eternal life means life of God.
Amen.
Life of God is divine. Life of God is eternal.
Amen.
Life of God is incorruptible.
Amen.
Life of God is indestructible.
Amen.
Life of God is eternal.
Amen.
And there's no life like eternal life.
Amen.
All the created life is limited. It's finite. Will be destroyed.
Amen.
If God did not come in the flesh and died on the cross for us, and rose again from the dead to give us eternal life, then all of us will perish. Because anyone who does not have God's life, eternal life, then they will perish. Because human life will perish. In fact, human life has been condemned already. Bible says. If anybody is not a believer, he or she is already condemned. Why? Because our flesh is corrupted, right? Body became flesh, soul became self, and spirit died. But praise the Lord, the moment you receive Jesus Christ as your eternal life, your life will be born again.
Amen.
There will be rebirth in your life, and you are going to enjoy Him forever and ever.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, the definition of eternal life is that it cannot be destroyed because it is God's life.
Yes.
Simple as that. Amen. Okay, repeat after me, please.
Eternal life
cannot be destroyed because it is the life of God. Tell somebody. Come on, tell somebody. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, what is that song? I forgot that song. The brother from Kenya. Remember when he came, that's something finish. Huh? Remember that? The brother from Kenya, remember? Time to time he comes and he leads a song, and then there was a song that talked about it is finished.
Yeah, that's
good. Sing
it.
Not too long.
Hallelujah, you have won the victory.
Sing it. And guess what? This wonderful eternal life, who is the Father? Okay? Who is the origin of life? He actually came down. This eternal life, this divine life came down. And his name is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So there's an origin of life, that's the Father, and Jesus, the Son of God, came down as an eternal life. And Holy Spirit came in as an eternal life.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God the Father, the origin of eternal life, He came down in Jesus. And Jesus came into us, came into you as a spirit.
Amen.
And that spirit gives you eternal life.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we praise and worship the triune God.
Amen.
God the Father and Son and the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So let's go to room number two. Number one, eternal life is the Son of God. 1 John 5:12. Let's read it together. Begin. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. Amen.
Amen.
He who has the Son has life.
Amen.
Let's be clear together. He who has the Son has life. One more time.
He who has the Son has life.
Amen.
Amen.
Bible says he who has the Son has life. Meaning, Son is referring to Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ is eternal life. If you have Jesus, you have eternal life.
Yeah.
Eternal life cannot be destroyed.
Yeah.
It's indestructible.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Oh, what a glorious, what a glorious
message.
In you, in me, and in you.
Yes.
There's eternal life.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ is our eternal life.
Amen.
And we are going to enjoy that eternal life when we die. But even before we die, we can still enjoy it right now.
Amen.
Oh, there's a peace in eternal life.
Amen.
There's a power in eternal life.
Amen.
Healing.
There's healing in eternal life.
Amen.
Oh, you are healed already.
Amen.
I can see the fire in you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This brother is fired up. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
You need to eat the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
Open your mouth wide and say amen.
Amen.
You can eat Jesus when you say amen.
Amen.
Very good. My brother Sudip is saying amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah, see, amen. I believe he's going to be born again very soon.
Yeah.
Even today, he's going to be born again. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Okay, second, the eternal life is from the eternity. Jesus was with the Father. Okay, 1 John 1:2. Okay, ready? Begin. The life appeared, we have seen it and testified to it, and we proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and has appeared to us. Amen. So Jesus Christ is the eternal life. He was with the Father in the beginning, before the eternity, actually, right? Or from the eternity, Jesus was with the Father.
Amen.
So this is a mysterious now, my brothers, sisters. It's very mysterious, okay? Father is eternal life, but also Jesus Christ, the Son was eternal life too. And he was with the Father from the eternity.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
They're one, amen.
Amen.
Father and Son, they're one.
Amen.
Father, Son, and the Spirit, they're one.
Amen.
It's one, amen.
Amen.
Three persons but one.
Yes.
Oh, it's amazing. We call it triune God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So from the eternity, Jesus was with the Father. This is now, and it says, when life appeared, we have seen it and testified and proclaimed it. Do you have seen it? You testify and you proclaim. Even now, as you call on His name, Lord Jesus, you are testifying it. You are proclaiming it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, we had a Lord's table today. We started today, and when we do that, we were sharing. You know what? We are proclaiming His death until He comes back. That's what the Lord's table, the meaning of the Lord's table. You know what? We are telling the world, Jesus, the Son of Man, died on the cross. Jesus died for you.
Amen.
Jesus not only died for me, but Jesus died for you.
Amen.
Jesus died for us.
Amen.
Jesus died for the world.
Amen.
Anyone who believes, they will have eternal life.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, number three, under Roman number part two, eternal life is promised by God the Father. 1 John 2:25. Ready? Begin. And this is what He promised us, even eternal life. Amen. Titus 1:2. Begin. Of faith and knowledge resting on the hope of eternal life.
With God.
Promised before the beginning of time. Amen. Did you know that this eternal life, who is our Lord Jesus Christ, was promised by the Father? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God promised to send His Son for you. And He kept His promise, isn't He?
Yes.
Because Jesus came.
Yes.
And Jesus died.
Amen.
God is good God.
Amen.
Because He kept His promise.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Number four, it was written. Now this is very important now. Okay? Now pay attention now. We're going to climax now. Climax, okay? You don't want to miss the climax of the movie, right? You miss the climax, then you're missing the big point. Amen? Okay, now this is all introduction so far. Now we're going to the climax now, okay? Okay, number four. Eternal life was released through the death of Jesus. Amen. John 12:24. Begin. I tell you the truth. Unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This kernel of wheat is talking about Jesus. And He fall to the ground and He died. And you know what? He produced many seeds. So we are the many seed.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the eternal life, what happened? Was released. Eternal life was released through the death.
Amen.
We preach Christ, Him crucified.
Amen.
What is the gospel? Jesus Christ died on the cross.
Amen.
He died for you.
Amen.
He died for me.
Amen.
That cross should have been my cross. Because I'm a sinner. I'm a wretched sinner.
Amen.
By God's light, the more God's holy light which shine upon you, you will realize how wretched sinner you are. We need to realize and see how wicked we are. The more you realize how wicked and how wretched person, how sinner you are, the more you will appreciate the power of the cross.
Amen.
The love of God.
Amen.
Bible says, where there's more sin, there's more grace. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
See, that cross should have been my cross. The pain and suffering Jesus Christ went through should have been my suffering, my pain, right? The condemnation Jesus Christ, He received from the Father when he died on the cross. He says, "Why, my Father, why are you forsaking me? Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani," in Latin word. Why are you forsaking me? What? Father was forsaking His Son Jesus. They're one. They're in a loving relationship. Because they're one. But then Father had to reject Him, abandon Him, condemn Him. Why? Because He became sin for us. So this is the gospel, my friend. Eternal life, who is Jesus Christ? This eternal life was released through the death on the cross. Amen.
Amen.
Not only released His life, but you know what? Next point is very important. He died on the cross and to dispense His life, Himself, into us. He did not only die on the cross, but He died And he rose again to dispense his life into us. Okay, there's a word, maybe a hard for, to some of you, is a hard word to digest. Everybody say dispensation.
Dispensation.
Okay, so this word means dispense, means that I'm giving something into
yes.
you, right?
Yes.
Right? Now, when I say, brother, I bless you, you say amen. My brother, I bless you.
Amen.
Okay, you are receiving my blessing, isn't it? He's saying amen, that's dispense. I am dispensing something about me into you, right? So God wants to dispense himself into you, into me. Amen. That's called dispensation. So not only God died on the cross, he took away our sins, he made our vessel clean, and then through resurrection, he released his life, right? He dispensed his life into us. Now this is the gospel. Hallelujah. Every day when we call on his name, Lord Jesus, we are receiving God's dispensation
Amen.
Through his spirit. Amen.
Amen.
1 Peter 1:3. Read it together. Begin. Amen. So, Jesus Christ, he wants to dispense himself into you. Because himself is the life of God. Himself is eternal life. Jesus does not want to give part of him into you. No, he wants to give entire himself into you. Amen.
Amen.
So what is on our part? Now we know the eternal life. What is on our part? Okay, that's Romans 3, right? Now we need to believe and receive him. Hallelujah. John 3:16, begin. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have
eternal life.
Have eternal life.
Amen.
Eternal life.
Amen.
If you believe, you have eternal life.
Amen.
Believe means receive.
Amen.
Believe means receive.
Amen.
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 When you receive eternal life by saying amen, amen Jesus, then you are receiving eternal life. And from that time on, the seed of eternal life has been sown in your heart, and it will grow. It has to grow. It needs to grow.
Amen.
And how does it grow? By coming to church, by praying together, through discipleship, by studying the Bible, by calling on his name,
Amen.
By eating the scripture, through prayer reading, through phone, through morning revival, through phone call. Hallelujah!
Amen.
You understand this? Amen. Okay, so what is number two now? Christ becomes our life. Everybody say, Christ becomes our life. Okay, Colossians 3:4, begin. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Amen. Oh, this is wonderful, isn't it? When Christ, who is your life, appears, we're talking about appears in the air, right? Then you also will appear with him in glory. How many of you want glory of God? Oh, you want glory of God?
Amen.
When he appears, you want to appear too, right?
Yeah.
When he appears, you want to appear too, right?
Amen.
When he appears, you want to remain on this earth and go through tribulation? No. We want to appear before him. Hallelujah. And that happens when Christ becomes your life. Everybody say, Christ is my life.
Christ is my life.
Christ is my life.
Christ is my life.
Okay, listen to this now. Can you look at me for a second, brothers? Do I look handsome today? It's like, I love you, brother. By the way, can I share what you shared, the prayer request?
Yes.
Yeah, his wife and his daughter. Wife and daughter are going through for visa tomorrow, right? Tomorrow morning? May God grant visa to your family.
Amen.
Just came to me. Okay. What was I saying, brother? What was I saying? No, before that, I lost my message now. What am I saying now? Oh, Christ is my life. Amen. Thank you, brother. Christ is my life. Okay, listen. Look, when you receive Jesus Christ as your life, and Christ becomes my life, right? Christ is my life, right? Everybody say, Christ is my life.
Christ is my life.
Okay, that means Christ is all in all. Christ is everything in your life. For the sake of Christ, you will reject your own agenda, your own idea, your own purpose, your own mission. When Christ becomes your life, you know what happens? Christ becomes everything for you. You will work for Christ. You will eat for Christ. You will drink for Christ. You will marry for Christ.
Amen.
You do everything for Christ.
Amen.
When you make decision, little decision or medium or high or large decision, whatever decision you are making, you know what? You're going to make decision for Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's how, that's what becomes when Christ becomes your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, I
Amen.
Pray that Christ becomes your life. Indeed, Amen. He is our life. Amen.
Amen.
And not only he becomes, now this is what happens. Look, look, look. Okay, I want you to get this idea now. Because I want you to preach this message to somebody else, right?
Amen.
Look at this now. Christ, who is the eternal life, he released through the death, and he dispensed through the resurrection, right? And we believe, we receive, and Christ becomes my life. And what happens now? Next point, number three. In the life of Christ, we reign. We reign. This is a progressive, isn't it? When you receive Jesus Christ as your life, you know what? You become reigner. You reign over the earth. Remember, going back to the book of Genesis, God says, let us create man in the image, right?
Amen.
Let them rule and dominion over the earth.
Amen.
Did you know that God created you to rule and to reign over the earth?
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
We should not be slave to our enemy, to Satan. We should not be slave to our flesh or to sin. But we should reign over sin. We should reign over the world.
Amen.
We should reign over Satan.
Amen.
Satan is in the air, right? He's the prince of the air. But guess what? In spiritual realm, he is under our feet.
Yeah.
Because Jesus Christ already destroyed.
Amen.
He destroyed the Satan.
Amen.
When he died and when he rose again.
Amen.
So if you have a life of Christ, you can reign.
Amen.
You can rule.
Amen.
Spiritually speaking, you are king.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is the king of the kings.
Amen.
And we are his co-king.
Amen.
We are called king. You understand?
Amen.
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 So live like a king.
Amen. Amen. I am.
Amen.
Amen. Yes.
Amen. I receive energy. Did you know that? Because he receives very strong. He's like sucking. So I receive energy from him. I give energy.
Amen.
It's all about energy. Do you know that?
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
Huh? You are making Brother Paul a great preacher.
Amen.
Through your energy.
Amen.
Did you know that?
Amen.
But if you're sleeping, taking the phone, then you're taking away my energy. Did you know that? It's all about energy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Man. Wife and husband, it's all about energy. You know? Hi, honey. Hi, how are you? I forgive you. I love you. Please repeat after me. I love you.
I love you.
I forgive you.
I forgive you.
I am sorry.
I'm sorry.
Use these three words every day. Every day we hurt each other without knowing. Did you know that? Right? How many times he crucified you? Really? How many times he crucifies you? She crucifies you more than you crucifies her. Yeah? Every day we crucify, right? So we gotta say, go ahead. I'm sorry. I love you.
I love you.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
You say that too. Come on, go.
I'm sorry.
She's like, I'm sorry. It's not from the heart. I'm sorry. Now she's like, I'm sorry, going home. Hallelujah. Jesus won the victory.
Hallelujah, you have won the victory. Hallelujah,
you have won it all for me.
You have won it all for me.
Amen, amen, hallelujah.
Amen.
Now this is a conclusion now. Pay attention now, okay? Just five more minutes, my brothers and sisters. Pay attention, all right? Conclusion. Conclusion is very important. Alright. So Christ becomes our life and we live a life of reigning, right? Okay, amen? Okay, number four. Now
believers hold fast to the eternal life. Everybody say, believers hold fast to the eternal life. Okay, 1 Timothy 6:12, begin. Fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called when you made your good confession in the presence of witnesses. Amen. 1 Timothy 6:19, begin. In this way, they will lay up treasure for themselves as a firm foundation for the coming age, so that they may take hold of the life. Amen. Okay, I'm coming to conclusion now, right? Okay, so we received it, we believe, right? Through the release of life, through the death, dispensed through the resurrection, and we receive, and Christ becomes our life, amen? And we live a life of reigning, right? And guess what? What happens? Now we need to hold fast to the eternal life. Hallelujah. Come on, go like this. Not to punch your brother, but hold fast to the truth. Amen. Say, hold fast to the eternal life.
Hold fast to the eternal life.
But you know what? I meditate about this scripture, and the light dawned on me this morning. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You know, religious people, they misunderstand this scripture, and they will try their best. They will try their so hard with their own effort to read the Bible, to pray, to fasting, to do evangelism, to do this, to do that. They're so into doing something for God. This is dangerous. This is Satan's trap. Listen, God is not concerned about what you do for Him. Okay? More than who you are in Him. Your life. Who you are. God cares about who you are, what you are, then what you do for Him. Listen, when you stand before God, God will test with fire, right? And Bible says, if you are wood, straw, or hay, when God tests with fire, it burns and it disappears, right? Do you understand? Another side, gold, diamond, and stone. When God tests with fire, it's not going to burn. It stays there, isn't it? I pray that you're not wood, but you'll be the stone. I pray that you're not straw, but you'll be the gold. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, when you and I, we all going to stand before God one day. Did you know that? Say amen.
Amen.
That's why we need to live every day fearfully. Because we are going to stand upon the judgment of God. Not for the judgment of our sins, it's already taken care of by the blood of Jesus Christ, by the cross, but we will be judged according to what we have done, our deeds, right? So, listen, God's concern is for you is about who you are and what you are, right? Now, listen, so, Bible says, hold fast. So, you might say, then, Brother Paul, are you saying that I should not just do anything for God? That's not what I mean, okay? Listen, okay. When Christ is working in me, or listen, when Christ is working in me, He will work through me.
Amen.
Okay? When He works in me, He also work through me.
Amen.
But if He's not working and I am doing something for Him, that's your work. That's wood and straw. It will burn away. It will burn. Do you understand? So my point here is, when the scripture says, hold fast to the eternal life, that means we need to empty ourselves. That's the message that had came to me this morning. Listen. My son, they're grown up, not college, right? But when they're little, 2 or 3 years old, I'm holding my son's hand, we're walking, right? And there's a hall where there's a cliff. I'm holding my son's hand. Do you think my son's holding my hand is more important, or me, father, holding my son's hand is more important? Are you getting the message now? Are you getting the message? Are you getting it? Listen, then, you try to hold Jesus. I'm not going to let you go. Next day you will let him go. I'm not going to betray you. Next day you betray. Oh, I'm going to love you with all my heart. Oh, yeah, next day you're very cold. Do you understand what I'm saying? We fall easily. It's not about how much I can hold on to Him. No, that's not what I mean. Actually, God wants to hold us.
Amen.
He wants to hold you.
Amen.
He wants to hold you firmly.
Amen.
But if you don't empty yourself, He cannot hold you.
Amen.
If you are filled with so much of your stuff, how can He hold you? You need to let go so He can hold you.
Amen.
It doesn't make sense.
Yes.
Oh, Lord Jesus,
amen.
I surrender all.
Amen.
If you surrender 10%, God can hold you 10%. If you surrender 20%, God can only hold you 20%. If you surrender 99%, He will hold you 99%.
Amen.
And you will receive 99% of blessings.
Amen.
But if you yield and surrender 100%,
amen,
God will hold you 100%.
Amen.
And you will receive abundant blessings. Abundant blessings.
Amen.
You will experience the So it's all about emptying ourselves.
Amen.
It's not about what I do for Him. Forget about doing. Focus on being. He cares about your being. Who I am before God. Oh Lord, have mercy on us, oh God. So now after this stage, now number five, finally we become overcomers. Okay, overcomers. Overcomers inherit the eternal life. Matthew 19:29. Okay, begin. And everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or children or fields for my sake will receive 100 times as much to inherit eternal life.
Amen.
Inherit eternal life.
Amen.
Inherit the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Inherit our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You will become the overcomer. If you leave your house, position, pleasures of this world. He says, even your father, mother, your sister, your brother, even your wife, your husband. What is he talking about here? He's talking about Jesus being number one in your life. Jesus being number one, and number two, and number three. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, I love my wife, Rachel, here. I love her, right? I love her, right? But be careful. If I love her more than Jesus, he will get jealous. He will get jealous. I love my sons, but be careful. If I love my sons more than Jesus, he will get jealous. Hallelujah. You want to become an overcomer? You have to forsake everything. I mean it. Everything. Do not plan your life. Do not plan your life. Let God plan your life.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If you plan your life, God will say, go ahead, my children, go ahead. Plan your life. I will just put my hands like this and watch you. And then one day you're like, you will come like, Peter, prodigal son, oh, I'm a sinner, Father. And he will embrace you, he will recover you. But you don't want to waste your life, right? Stop what you're doing. Stick, focus to the eternal life.
Amen.
Because it's eternal.
Amen.
Because it's life.
Amen.
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 Oh, praise God.
Amen.
So what is the result of all this? Enjoy. Okay? Last one, let's read together. Enjoy the abundance of life throughout eternity. Amen.
Amen.
Revelation 22, verse 1. Let's read it together. Begin. Then the angel showed me. Choose to enjoy your eternal life. Enjoy the tree of life. Enjoy the river of life. The flowing of life eternally in the New Jerusalem.
Yeah.
Or you can choose to be bitter. Right? And regret. Oh, we can choose to enjoy our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the tree of life. Now and forever. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, Brother Sudeep, we love you, brother. We love you. May God heal you. You're high blood pressure, right? High blood pressure? In the name of Jesus Christ, we speak healing from the high blood pressure. You be set free from high blood pressure. You be set free from your burdens, your stress. And you will receive Jesus, the eternal life.
Amen.
And you will have eternal life forever.
Amen.
You will enjoy Christ together.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Oh Lord Jesus, aren't you thankful that you have eternal life?
Yes.
Indestructible. Amen. Eternal. What else do you want?
Nothing.
Do you? What else do you want? In eternal life, there's everything included. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Can we stand together and sing this song?